It's the 5th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Bedford Town Centre retail environment is set to improve according to Kirkby Diamond. Over the last year, the property consultants have leased or sold 27 commercial locations in the heart of Bedford. The newest additions have been the former bath store on the High Street, which is now a wedding warehouse, and the old picture gallery a few doors down, set to be a convenience store. Also, the old Limes restaurant on Harbour Street is due to become a new pizza restaurant, while next door, U-Chat Bubble Tea is now in business. Discussions are ongoing to transform Myers Yard, which include past retailers Debenhams and Beals, into residential, retail and entertainment destination. Beds Fire and Rescue were called to Bridge End Road in Henlow after a car plunged into the River Ivel. A witness to the accident attempted to help the driver of the vehicle. Both individuals were pulled from the water by the fire service. Large-scale broadband outages were experienced by Virgin Media customers across Luton and Bedford yesterday as the company attempted to tackle persistent service issues across the country. The major disruption was poorly timed due to the company's recent announcement that prices could increase by as much as 14%. A spokesperson for Virgin Media apologised for the connection failures. The Federation of Master Builders has awarded Luton-based Seawood & Son with its Regional Building Company of the Year award. The company not only rewarded staff with a significant pay rise during lockdown, but refused to pass any additional expenses on to their customers. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.